You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Music of the Stars. Back for a final hour, but we're live all the time on the internet. Click into musicofthestars.com. Click into Music of the Stars US and look for shows. There we are, Music of the Stars, recorded since we began in 2023 on this station and on this network. Let's see, what's in the news today? Oh, yeah.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
Agreed to a summit yet? Where and when would that be?
There's a very good prospect that they will, and we haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today, and there's a very good chance that we could be ending the round, ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long, but there's a good chance that there will be
a... When it's cocktail time, 'twill be so nice just to know you'll not have to foam for ice. When we meet in sweet Siberia, far from Bolshevik hysteria, we'll go on a tear, for our buddies all are there in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, there's a most delicious bill of fare. You must try our fillet of polar bear. When we meet in sweet Siberia, to protect us from diphtheria, we can toast our toes on the lady Eskimos in cheery Siberia.
Yeah.
When we're sent to dear Siberia, to Siberia, where the fresh salt air makes us feel so fine, it is fresh salt air from our own salt mine. When we meet in sweet Siberia, where the snow is so superior, you can bet all right that your Christmas will be white in cheery Siberia. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. the genius I am today, the mathematician that others all quote? Who's the professor that made me that way? The greatest that ever got chalk on his coat. One man deserves the credit, one man deserves the blame, and Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I first meet the great Lobachevsky. In one word, he told me the secret of success in mathematics. Plagiarize. Plagiarize. Let no one else's work evade your eyes. Remember why the good Lord made your eyes, so don't shade your eyes, but plagiarize, plagiarize, plagiarize. Only be sure always to call it, please, research. And ever since I meet this man, my life is not the same. And Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I am never forget the day I'm given first original paper to write. It was on analytic and algebraic topology of local Euclidean metrization of infinitely differentiable Riemannian manifold. Боже мой! This I know from nothing. What I'm going to do. I think of great Lobachevsky and I get idea. I have a friend in Minsk who has a friend in Pinsk, whose friend in Omsk has friend in Tomsk with friend in Akmolinsk. His friend in Alexandrovsk has friend in Petropavlovsk, whose friend somehow is solving now the problem in Dnepropetrovsk. And when his work is done, ha-ha, begins the fun. From Dnepropetrovsk to Petropavlovsk, by way of Ilyinsk and Novorossiysk, to Alexandrovsk, to Akmolinsk, to Tomsk, to Omsk, to Pinsk, to Minsk, to me the news will run. Yes, to me the news will run. And then I write by morning, night, and afternoon, and pretty soon my name in Dnepropetrovsk is cursed. When he finds out, I publish first. And who made me a big success and brought me wealth and fame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name. Hi, Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky. I never forget the day my first book is published. Every chapter I stole from somewhere else. Index I copied from old Vladivostok telephone directory. This book was sensational. Pravda. Well, Pravda says Gilbil Kalorika, that premium lochajila, it stinks. But Izvestia. Izvestia said, Ya idu kuda sam tsar idiot peshkom. It stinks. Metro Goldwyn Moskva buys the movie rights for 6 million rubles, changing title to The Eternal Triangle, with Ingrid Bergman playing part of Hypotenuse. And who deserves the credit and who deserves the blame? Nikolai Ivanovich Lobachevsky is his name.
That's Tom Lehrer, but you knew that. Glenn Miller. The Volga Boatman. We'll be right back.
Chechonia.
Oh, Chechonia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chistrasnia.
Oh, Chiguchia.
Oh, Chiguchia.
Epikrasnia.
Epikrasnia.
Kakabluivas.
Kakabluivas?
Yeah. Kakabluivas.
Kaklublujivas, kakbajuzivas, snodjuvildjivas, javnje dobričas.
Believe me, that's got heart.
Ekras pašol, trojka borzaja meja.
That's Frank and Jimmy. Here's Louie.
Chechonia, my sweet Chechonia, honey, California, really want you. Look at here, Tony, where's Caledonia? My, be mine. Thank you.
and the All Stars. This is Mr. Lindley Jones, better known as Spike. Music of the Stars.
Thank you. and ready. Один, два. I'm a Russian TV performer on a Russian TV station. And I love my job, yes, I love my job, oh, I love my job. It says here, we got two TV stations, on each one I'm a star. The station in the east is called WAR, and the western station is one I like as well, because it's called Station KILL. We sing the songs from all the latest shows, and right now one that's climbing high is the lovely little show tune called On the Street Where You Die. That's singing rock and roll. I wasn't real cool. In fact, they said that I was inferior. But next year I'll be real cool when I broadcast from Siberia. I do a panel show at a most peculiar time. The show goes on at 4 a.m. and they call it What's My Crime? Then there's another show that follows this one, just to teenage kids we cater. This show is only for the young delinquents. It's called Digulator Investigator. We got quiz shows, we got westerns. We don't rig quiz shows, we do rig westerns. How we fix westerns, I reveal. All the bullets we use are real. You see, then we don't have to pay the actors. In Russia, we are smarter than you decadent, warmongering, imperialistic, reactionary, happy people. We've got no pay TV. Everything is free. In fact, if you want to know, they don't even pay me. In Russia, that's not the only thing that's rotten. In the first place, tune in next week, he won't be on. For by next week, he'll be real gone. His rating was 42. That's why he stayed alive. But he just got topped by a 45.
gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind.
Order in the courtroom. Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott.
Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not. Moreover. Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And
inasmuch as
in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. I should like to introduce that peerless witness, Kendall Nesbitt.
Yay!
Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus, but he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, and Tchaikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Rezhinovsky, Godovsky, Atobuchov, Moniusko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Grinkler, Winkler, Bortniansky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metter, Balakirov, Zolotarev, and Kvoshchinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Tukelsky, and Klonovsky. And Shostakovich, Borodin, Lier, and Novikovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachev, Skryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchovsky, and Grachaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kvikalinikov. Stravinsky and Gretchaninov, Rumshinsky and Rachmaninov. I really ought to stop. The subject has been brought to Paninov.
Stravinsky,
Gretchaninov,
Rumshinsky,
Rachmaninov.
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Nobody but Danny Kaye.
From Russia with love I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there a man
I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia.
Well, there's a very good prospect that they will, and we haven't determined where, but we had some very good talks with President Putin today, and there's a very good chance that we could be ending the round, ending the end of that road. That road was long and continues to be long, but there's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
Music of the Stars. Look how that time flies. That was Matt Munro and John Barry's theme from With Russia. No, From Russia. Wait a minute. With Russia? No, wait.
Seen so many changes in your life in the Soviet Union in the last month. Leningrad, as you probably know, has changed its name back to St. Petersburg. And today, Azerbaijan changed its name to Hal.
Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia. Thank you very much. I like it here in America. What surprises me, that people in America don't know we have comedy in Russia. Russian comedian to Americans sounds like Mormon wino. We have comedians, they're there. They're dead, but they're there. It's hard to do comedy in Soviet Union because you have to write out all your material and you send it to Department of Jokes. And I'm not making this up. Every state in Soviet Union has a Department of Jokes. They censor your material, they send it to Moscow. There's a big department of jokes. They send it back to you censored. You have to stay with the script. You cannot improvise. If someone heckles you from the audience, you can't say, like, your mother wears army boots. Because she probably does. And she will hurt you. You have to be very careful of what jokes you pick. If you say, like, take my wife, please, you get home, she's gone. I realize I wanted to get out of Russia, but it's not easy because you apply for a visa, but they give you MasterCard. And, well, there are no things like American Express. They give you Russian Express. Don't leave home. Finally, after about 2 years of waiting, I got an answer to get out. My first stop in America was in Cleveland, Ohio. Anybody? Are you from Cleveland? They made me feel at home in Cleveland, so I had to escape again. Now, I make fun of Cleveland because everybody makes fun of Cleveland. Isn't that true? Every country has one city people make fun of. In Russia, we used to make fun of Cleveland. Then I got to New York. New York was great. I walked off the plane, I saw my name written, big letters, Smirnov. America loves Smirnov. I said to myself, what a country. My parents came out with me to America, and our living condition changed drastically. I mean, in Russia, we used to live in a communal apartment with five other families, and until I was 26 years old, we lived with my parents in the same room. And when I was a little kid, if my parents wanted to make love, they would tell me, you know, my father would say, go look out the window. And then he would say, what do you see in the window? I say, our neighbors making love. And he said, how can you tell? I said, because their son is looking out the window also. It took me a while to adjust to a lot of things. I realized I didn't speak English. I have to learn your language. So I locked myself into a room and I was watching television for 3 months. And then I realized it was a Spanish station. Now, I've been here for a while and I still make mistakes because you have so many confusing expressions. Like, for example, one guy came over to me and he said, I quit smoking cold turkey. I said, whatever makes you happy. What do you smoke now, ham? I was in a friend of mine's car. It's a Chrysler that talks to you. And it says, the door is ajar. Now, there is a confused recording. The window is a spoon. Some ads in the paper were confusing. Like, I saw the ad says, big sale last week. Now, why advertise? I already missed it. They're just rubbing it in. I saw the ad in Yellow Pages says, bill collectors. Now, I know people collect coin stamps. These people collect bills. What a country. I send them all my bills. I saw an ad in the paper that said, we guarantee our furniture and we stand behind it for 6 months. That's the reason I left Soviet Union. Now, one more thing. It's Thanksgiving, and I'll tell you, it's my favorite holiday. I like parades without missiles. I'll take Bullwinkle over a tank anytime. Now, when I first was explained about Thanksgiving in America, I said, wait a minute, it doesn't make sense. I mean, for every freedom and all the opportunities that you got here, the only thing you got to say is thanks. It just didn't seem like it was enough. My parents and I had our first Thanksgiving dinner in a little apartment in New York. And we joined hands, and my father said a prayer to good food and our health. And then something happened. Instead of releasing our hands, we couldn't let go. We kept holding on to each other tighter and tighter, and we were...
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there a man I suddenly knew you'd care. To you from Russia with love. You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Far away from me.
no sadness in the world.
This is the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani, your host. Next week, more of the same.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.